Missouri Attorney General releases hotline to report trans medicine on minors. By Spencer Lindquist on March 26, 2023. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey created a hotline to report abuse cases of children who are subjected to transgender medical interventions. The hotline titled Transgender Center Concerns Form tells citizens to complete this form to submit a complaint or concern about gender transition intervention you have experienced or observed in Missouri. The Attorney General is not a private attorney, but enforces the laws of the state of Missouri as written, it goes on to say. The page also states, by submitting this form, you agree that you may be contacted by the Attorney General's office about the facts stated in this complaint or concern. Please complete this form in as much detail as possible. Breitbart News spoke with Bailey, who remarked that his office will leave no stone unturned in the fight to defend children against transgender medical interventions. We are on a fence, he added. Bailey recently issued an emergency regulation on medical interventions that seek to change a patient's sex, including the use of puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and even sex change operations that permanently remove functioning body parts. In an effort to protect children and enforce the laws as written, I am issuing an emergency regulation clarifying that, because gender transition interventions are experimental, Missouri law already prohibits performing them in the absence of specific guardrails, Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey explained in a tweet when he issued the regulation. Bailey told Breitbart News, "Protecting kids is always worth the effort. And we need to get creative and use every legal recourse we have available to us to stand up and protect kids from this kind of predatory left-wing ideology masquerading as medicine." Several other states have taken action to defend children from so-called gender-affirming care. In Tennessee, Governor Bill Lee recently signed legislation banning the use of sex change operations, cross-sex hormone treatment, and puberty blockers on minors. He also signed legislation banning drag performances on public property and in the presence of children. In Kentucky, lawmakers in the State House passed a bill to prohibit healthcare professionals from attempting to medically transition minors, which would require an investigation of any report of provision of gender transition services to a person under the age of 18 years and also require revocation of the provider's license if confirmed and termination of public funding for a public employee. In addition, Iowa's state Senate passed legislation that would bar students from using bathrooms that do not correspond with their biological sex. In addition, Wyoming recently became the 19th state to ban men from women's sports. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Lindquist@Breitbart.com.